So Frankie, could you describe why we're making ePortfolios?
It's a part of, it's a unit of our media, GCSE
BTEC even.
BTEC.
Yes, we're not doing GCSEs, are we? So do you know which part of the course it is? You know what it's called? The title?
Web authoring,
okay. So we're looking at lots of different ways of publishing things online and the design that's involved in that. Andrew, what's the purpose behind making an ePortfolio?
It's a good way to show other people what we've made, including photos, videos, media courses.
Yeah, and why is it good to share those things with other people on the internet?
To show what we're able to do and to impress people with our abilities.
Fantastic. So, Abby, who might be interested in all of this stuff we're publishing online?
Like your teachers or parents, and like when you leave school, like your employers might be interested in like what you're good at.
So as well as getting marks as part of the course, it actually might be something useful you want to use later on.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you pleased with the site that you've made so far?
Yeah, it looks better than it did.
And what improvements have you made today?
I've been putting like more pages in it, like in the sub pages in it.
Yeah.
And I'm adding like more photos and stuff to it.
Have you got the structure organised the way you want it now?
Yeah.
So you've got all the pages you need, you just have to put the content in.
Yeah.
Great. Lucy, just talk to me about the design of your site.
I chose a template that has paint splatters along the top because I'm quite arty. My menu is down the left-hand side. I only have a few pages, but I have loads of sub-pages.
Yeah. One of those sub-pages is a blog. How did you set your blog up?
I embedded my Tumblr website onto my blog page.
And what's Tumblr? What does that do?
You can upload quotes, videos, pictures, links, and loads of different stuff.
So it's the blogging platform that you chose, and you've got entries on your blog, have you? Are you keeping it up to date?
Yep.
You have. And that's going to be updated regularly on your site now.
Yeah.
How does it manage to update the various posts then? Do you know?
Because it's linked straight to your website, so whatever happens on the website, it just automatically updates.
And is that through RSS?
Yeah.
It's an RSS feed. Great, thank you very much.
So Frankie, what are you going to add to your site now? You've got it in a certain stage. What else needs to be done?
I would like to make it more so you can put more... I might link more videos to it.
Okay.
So,
and where are you going to get those videos from?
I'll probably use YouTube for my main source of videos.
Okay, and you're going to embed those videos in the site so they can be played from within your site?
Yeah.
So people don't have to go to YouTube to see them?
Yeah.
Rather than making them links?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And Andrew, you said you were going to improve the sort of interactivity of your site.
How
are you going to do that?
I was thinking about creating something fun for viewers of the website
right.
to do while they're on the website, so hopefully a game or something.
Okay, and how might we be able to do that? What do we need to do?
Embed code or something.
Yeah, we're going to have to see if we can find a way to embed them right inside the site. Why would it be better to put them inside your site rather than just link them to somebody else's site?
It's easier for people to visit the site to actually do it.
And you kind of want them to stay there and look at the other resources, don't you? Thank you very much. Well done, you lot.
It's still in stuff.
No, I paused it, it's fine. So I need to publish it now. So I click publish.
Also, don't play it.
Hang on, pause. It's still going.
It's paused.